You have your Bibles, go to Genesis chapter 22. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I went out to my shop early one morning. And I grabbed a CD out of my case and stuck it in. And said, well, Lord, I must go back to Genesis. And I thought I'd grab the first CD out of the case, but it happened to be the second one. And when it started, it said chapter 22. And I go back and something's wrong. I know I grabbed the first one. See, sometimes the Spirit of God knows better than we do. So I just listened to chapter 22 and said, something surely got to be wrong. Because in my mind, I knew I grabbed that first CD. So I started it over and it was chapter 22. But as it began to play, it talks about Abraham when God asked him to go to the place that he would show him. Sacrifice his son. I've read that I don't know how many times. I've listened to it. But this time there was something different about it. See, it wasn't no accident I grabbed CD number two. There was a purpose for it. See, I've heard this preached many times, and all the focus was always on Isaac. But it wasn't Isaac's attention God was trying to get. It was Abraham. You know, a lot of times we go through things in life and we think, well, Lord, you know everything. You know, we think, well, God's God. He knows everything. He created everything. So he knows. So, you know, he knows what we're going to do. But sometimes he wants to see what we're going to do. Sometimes he puts us through the test. And I don't know of a person other than this passage in Scripture. I know since I've gotten saved, I don't know of a single person that God said, give me your son. Do you know what God's looking for us? He's looking to see how far or how much we're going to trust him. You know, in order to get to the point of being blessed beyond measure, we have to begin to trust God beyond measure. Without doubt. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, we have to learn how to walk in faith, trusting God that no matter what we face, what we go through, or what happens in our life, he is God. There's no other way to put it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's God, and beside him there is no other. In chapter 22 and verse 1 says, now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. And he said, take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you. And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw a place from a distance. And Abraham told his two young men, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. See, faith had to immediately kick in. Trust, to be able to trust God beyond measure, had to immediately kick in. He didn't have time to think about it. It wasn't a matter of, you know, am I going to trust God? He knew in his heart there was no other decision but to trust God. And a lot of times in things that we face, that seems like it's the hardest part for people, is to trust God. But if he's really the God we say he is, it shouldn't be so hard to trust him. If he's the God that we proclaim him to be, we should trust him with everything. And then he can entrust us and therefore bless us. But if you read this, you could actually feel the faith. I and the lad will return. We will return. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire. Let me go back. I jumped way too far here. In the third day, Abraham arose his eyes and saw the place of in the distance. Abraham said to the young men, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. You know, about this time, Isaac began to kind of wonder, what's going on here? We're going to do a sacrifice to the Lord, but there's no lamb, or there's no ram. Something's not right. There's something missing. He said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He said, do not stretch forth out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham rose his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord I will provide, be provided. You know, sometimes we fear getting to that point where you actually have to lay your child down. But he got there. You know, you could see trust. Not only did he lay him on the altar on top of the wood, but he was in this position with the knife. But listen, when I'm sitting there, nobody else is around, and it got to that part when he said, "Do your son no harm." He said, "But now I know. Now I know." You know, should God ask us to do something, to us it might seem drastic. To us it might seem out of place. But God was just wondering, how much is he going to trust me? You know, when's the last time we trust that God that much that we got to this point? But you know what he knew? God knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Abraham trusted him so much. And it wasn't so much to see if he would offer his son. Because let me tell you something. There's people in America, that so-called church-going Christians, that they wouldn't mind sacrificing you. But the real deal is, are we willing to trust God enough that he'll provide himself a lamb? See, that's what God wants to do. He's testing us out to see how far we're going to go. What God wanted was Abraham. He wanted to know how much Abraham would trust him and how much ability he had in him to trust him, because he was created, just as we are, to trust God. We were created for God. But see, he made a choice. He made a choice to trust God. And therefore, he was blessed beyond measure. You can go on and read the rest of the chapter, and it talks about how God began a blessing. But the key thing that I want to focus on tonight is trusting God beyond measure. Knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what we go through, no matter what happens in our life, if we trust God, he will provide. You see, sometimes, in order to trust God fully, see, Abraham had to leave the place where he was. He had to leave the comfort of his home with his son, and he had to go on a journey. You know, I kind of wonder what was going through his mind. Evidently, he stayed so focused on God, he didn't allow doubt to enter. Because nowhere in that chapter it ever says that he doubted. Nowhere in the book it says he doubted. But he trusted God. Every answer he gave spoke he was trusting God. You know, sometimes what we speak is what happens. So we need to be careful how we speak. You know, I told Brother Eddie one time, I said, you know, some people that I have to deal with, I hate to even sit down and talk to them, because everything they talk about is negative, negative, negative. So you just want to grab them sometime and shake them. You know, God's trying to get us out of that. Ain't no room for negative here. We got enough negative in the world without people that serve in God talking about negative things. We serve a positive God. We serve a way-making God, a God that loves us and will bless us if we'll trust him, if we'll just allow him to be God. See, that's what Abraham done. You know, imagine he's walking to the place that God showed him. See, it wasn't just any place. It wasn't just go pick out a spot, but God said, I'm going to show you where. See, God already knew what he was going to do if Abraham trusted him enough. He was testing to see how much trust and faith he had. So therefore, he provided himself, but it took him to get to this point. And I began to think about that. I stayed in that in the shop most of that day, and just I began to think about this chapter, just that passage. And sometimes we have trouble just communicating with God, much less grabbing something that we hold dear and give it to Him. You know, God ain't never asked me to give my son, but He asked me to give my all. You know, He just don't want our kids. He wants everything we have. And when we give Him everything, I'm talking about everything we own, everything we get, everything we have coming, we need to give it back to God. He's trying to find out if we're in a place to let go of everything else and go with Him. You know, I made this statement one time. I was talking to somebody. About being in business. I said, you know, I made a decision. That if God would say, just leave it all. Just walk away from it. And do what I called you to do. And only what I called you to do. So I had to make up my mind that I would be willing to do that. I had to make up my mind that I would be willing to walk away from all of it and just go with God. You know, that's what God's looking for tonight. He's looking for a people. You know, Pastor's been preaching about the words of Jesus. The reason Jesus was so successful in His life, because He made up His mind to do the will of the Father. He made up His mind that no matter what people thought, no matter what they done, no matter how many times they tried to kill Him, no matter how many times they talked about Him, no matter how many times they laughed at Him, He made up His mind, I'm going to trust my Father and I'm going to do His will. You see, it all comes through relationship. You know, I find lately in just communicating with some people, you know, everybody wants to talk about God. You go to park outside the den and let somebody walk out and they'll talk to you about God. But I always have a chance, no matter who I'm talking to, I always look for that opening in a door to talk about relationship. And that's where they start doing this. They start backing up. Because nobody wants a relationship. But that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Is a real, true. The reason Abraham was able to do what he done, because he had a relationship with God. It wasn't about his wife. It wasn't about everything he owned. It wasn't about his servants. It wasn't even about his son. It was about a relationship with the Father. And that's where God's trying to get us to just stay in a complete relationship with Him. Knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, every need that I have, He's going to supply. Everything I have need of, if I'll trust Him, He'll supply it. I'm not talking about our wants. But see, God's so good, a lot of times He gives us our wants if we'll just trust Him. But it takes a relationship. And that's what God wants you and I to just work on, our relationship with Him. You know, to be willing to just, sometimes it just takes a few minutes out of our busy schedule and just sit down and be willing to talk to somebody about a relationship. And just be honest with them. You know, I had a guy came to the shop and he said, man, I heard y'all don't believe in, y'all don't celebrate Christmas no more and Easter and all of that stuff. No, we don't. I said, because we figured out the truth of God's word. Because that was the first thing. What made y'all quit? Well, when you quit repeating what people say, and you go to God's word, and you find out what the word of God says. But you don't just go to one part. You got to go back to the beginning. You start talking about the beginning of God's word, you kind of get them looks. You kind of get that drawback. You know, but that's the problem. People have separated it so long. Look, some churches, I probably wouldn't have, I'd have done probably got asked to sit down because I didn't read nothing out the New Testament. But I want to know where or who decided they were going to split the Bible. Because when you go back with an open mind, you start reading God's word and you start going over God's word, there is no division. You know, you start looking at what Jesus done and go back to Genesis and start reading. That's where it all started. That's where the roadmap was. That's where it started. That's where what God laid before us, the road to travel, started way back in Genesis. But we got to be willing to see it. You know, this morning, it's amazing how people could just get supposed to be saved, got thousands of followers, and get so far away from the truth of God's word. We had one of them TV preachers. We was trying to look for a channel for the baby this morning, and when the TV got turned on, we had one of them TV ministers. I guess I listened to it for, 2 minutes? A minute? But in 2 minutes, you know, if you wound up and you're preaching, you could say a lot. And everything he said, there wasn't the first thing being led by the Spirit. I said, my God. See, there was a time until we went back and found out the truth. We decided then and listen to it. See, there's some things that they call preaching that we don't need to be listening to. There's some things that people says they've taken out of the word of God, but they've taken it out of context, and they're not giving a real meaning, and we don't need to be a part of it. But we'll never know unless we're willing to go back. See, Abraham would have never knew if God would supply that ram for a sacrifice unless he was willing to go where God told him to go. See, we'll never know the outcome of our journey unless we're willing to travel that journey, unless we're willing to walk that journey. Was it easy? Probably not. You know, imagine walking with your son. You got the wood, you got the fire, but you have no lamb. You know, this kid knew. If you're going to do a sacrifice to God, you better have a lamb. You know, my dad's taking me to show me, you know, we're going to do a sacrifice, but there's no lamb. You know, imagine your son looking at you saying, hey, Dad, we have everything but a lamb here. And then you look down and say, well, God's going to supply. He will provide himself a lamb. Listen, you better be trusting God. You make statements like that. You better be walking in him to look down and say, God's going to supply. But that's what kind of relationship God wants you and I to have with him. that we know, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what people say, no matter what they do, that if we trust Him, He will supply. And that's what it's all about. It's just allowing God to supply our every need daily. Not every week. Not once a month. Not once a year. But every day. You know, whether we're in church or not. Listen. He wasn't in a church setting. You know, sometimes we feel like, well, if you know, we don't have all the excitement and all the kicking around, and you know, I've seen preachers couldn't preach unless they could raise their leg up 3 foot. Or they could scream 4 times. But he wasn't in a church setting. Do you know what he done? He trusted God. And a lot of times, we'll not be in a church setting. Oftentimes, we won't be sitting in a pew and our pastor's preaching. Or somebody else is preaching when we have to trust God. Sometimes, we're going to be alone. But it don't change who God is. Sometimes, we might be out on a boat with nobody else around. And we got to trust God, but it don't change who He is because nobody else is there. He's still God. The deal is we have to ask ourselves, am I in a place to trust God so much that He can supply my every need no matter who's around? You might not even have your Bible with you. But if we got His word in our heart, so that if we have His word in our heart, where it's supposed to be, wrote on the tables of our heart, then we'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, there was times that I didn't have my Bible. But I was able to just quote something out of God's word. And it just changes everything that's going around. It changes the day when you just carry God's word with you. But let's learn how to trust Him more and more. We got to work on our relationship and trusting God every day. It's a daily activity. It's not, you know, I made this statement last Sunday. I was working on nets and getting a boat ready and helping the other people get ready. And I made this statement Saturday night. I said, if I'm going to be doing this kind of work tomorrow and not going to church, whoever I'm working with, I'm going to have to preach to them so I'll be in church. Of course, you make a statement like that, they kind of wonder, well, do I really want him to help me? See, sometimes we have to preach and not open our mouth. Say, can that happen? Through the Spirit of God, absolutely it can. By the life we live, in the action we take, in a response we give, just through our life, you let them ask. It goes so much easier when somebody else acts. Because they just kick that door open. And then you can just step in and just share what it is to have a relationship with the Father. You know, sometimes we don't treat God like He's our Father. But that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to have a relationship and trust Him so much that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt we can go to Him any time of the day. You know, I'll never forget a phone call I had from a guy wanting, he asked me about forgiveness. So, well, you know, there's a lot to forgiveness. I said, and the key is, if you do something to me, and I can't forgive you, I need to work on my relationship with God. I said, because a real, true, honest relationship with God will cause you to forgive people. Of course, you give answers like that, and they don't ask many more questions. But that's the truth. You know, and we have to be willing to say the truth, no matter who they are. So got to be willing to say the truth. I went to do a funeral one day. And I opened up the door of my truck, and the Spirit of God said, if you're not going to say the truth, don't get out. My wife could tell you I sat there a minute. Because I knew what the truth, I knew what had to be said. I already knew in my spirit what had to be said. The real question was I willing to trust God enough to speak the truth? And I got the mom and dad on the side of my truck, and I began to speak the truth to them. And I told them, I said, if I can't tell you the truth, I'll just leave. Said, so, but we got to know the truth. And sometimes people don't like the truth, but the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free. You know, sometimes it's our own kids. Sometimes they're in a situation, and you got to walk in and you got to speak the truth of God's word. And a lot of times it hurts. One thing, it might hurt for a little while, but in the end, speaking the truth will be worth it all. The outcome will be so much better because of the truth of God's word. Trusting him enough as our Father to speak his word to see a great outcome. And sometimes it might not be that outcome we're looking for might not happen that night. But if we'll just trust God. You know how much easier it would have been if Abraham was walking after he left his two servants and he said, wait here and we will return. How much easier it would have been as soon as he left if he'd have looked and there was a ram sitting there. But God waited till he got to this point. Listen, he had to prepare it. He built the altar. He had to lay the wood down. And I imagine about the time he had to grab his son and lay him on that wood and just lay him there. It started getting a little hard. See, sometimes things that we have to say, things that we have to speak, it's not always easy. But we got to trust God enough knowing that if it's the truth of God's word, it's going to cause a life to be changed. And that's what he's expecting of us, to speak the truth of his word. And then he got to this point. He said, don't do it. Just look behind you. But he spoke these words, now I know. Imagine how awesome that sound. How awesome that sound that when God said, now I know. You know, that just been it's been almost 2 weeks. It's like every day, every chance I get, I just rehearse that, now I know. How awesome that's going to be to hear God say, now I know. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for every person that is here tonight. I'm asking you, Lord, that you would just give strength to every person here, God. The men that are at work, those that are going out shrimping, that you would just protect them, that you would bless them. God, that you would just lead them to where there's big shrimp. Those that are fishing, lead them to where there's plenty of fish. God, that you would just bless our people, God, that we could learn how to just walk in you and trust you in everything that we do, Father. We thank you and we love you and we appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Amen.